We are joined right now by the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. He is in his ninth season as Blazers head coach. He was the Western Conference Coach of the Month for May, an eight-time winner of that award. Second coach in franchise history to lead the Trail Blazers to 400 wins, leading Portland to the playoffs for the eighth straight year. Really good matchup in the first round, Portland and Denver. Terry Stotts is my guest. Terry, it's great to have you back. How are you, Terry?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Listen, when you guys went 10-2 to finish the regular season and wrap up the sixth seed, I kind of want to go back to Sunday, if you don't mind. Given how well you were playing and how well you finished the regular season, what was the mood like in the locker room when that game was over?
Well, you know, I think the fact that we won the game easily took a little bit of the pop out of it. Obviously, we wanted to win the game, and we were thrilled to clinch a playoff spot, but at that time, the Clippers were losing, and it looked like we were going to play Denver. We were all set to play the Clippers, so really the talk was more about getting ready for the playoffs rather than really enjoying the fact that we made the playoffs.
No, I get that. In fact, I was going to ask you about that. You've got a few days before the start of the first round, so what do you do at that time? Like, are there things that you're working on or looking to install, or is the bigger focus just making sure guys are rested after a grueling regular season?
You know, that's a good question. We've had meetings about how to handle this. This is more days than anybody's ever had going into the playoffs, so you want to stay rested. You don't want to have any injuries, so I doubt that we do anything live as far as 5-on-5 or 4-on-4 or anything like that. But you want to prepare your team at both ends of the floor. Obviously, the fact that we just played Denver, there's some repetition involved with that. One of the questions is how much live action do we do as far as running? How much running do they need over these next 4 or 5 days rather than just resting and not doing anything? So I'm talking to my health and performance people and just making sure that physically that we're healthy and ready to go, and then just doing all the preparation that you normally do going into the playoffs.
Trail Blazers head coach Terry Stotts joining us. And then Terry, about that matchup you mentioned, you just played them. It's not like you have not faced them the postseason in the past, but it's a somewhat different Nuggets team. As an example, how different is Nikola Jokic now versus just 2 years ago? And then how do you go about dealing with him?
Well, the first thing is that both teams are so much different than just a short 2 years ago. It's amazing. We basically, four players on each team actually played in that series. When you take Murray out of the equation, Zach Collins, who's hurt, and Will Barton. So really, only four players played in that series 2 years ago. The dynamics for their team has really shifted with Murray being out. Now Jokic is, he's the head of the snake. Everything goes through him. He facilitates. He makes his teammates better. Obviously, he scores. He does all the things. He's a difficult matchup. And most of our preparation, defensive preparation, will be going to different schemes that involve him.
We're talking to Terry Stotts. You know, Terry, that was going to be my follow-up. You actually beat me to it. I was going to say your team is also different. Damian Lillard said recently that it feels different. He said, quote, "It's not like it's a young team just getting going. The way we're doing it is like a mature team. We're doing things that will give us a chance to win against any team in any setting," end of quote. Does that sound about right to you, and what's your reaction when you hear that from Damian?
Well, I think it's very accurate. You look at our starting lineup and the playoff experience that they have, that our five guys have. Dame and CJ obviously have been to the Western Conference Finals. Norman Powell won a championship, and he has been in the playoffs every year of his career. Robert Covington has experience, and then off the bench, obviously Melo and Enes Kanter has experience. The only guy who's really kind of new to it would be Anthony Simons. So the experience, the age, Dame is 30. We are a veteran team, even though you know how it is when you have kids. You just kind of see them as little kids, but they've grown up, and that's what our team has done.
We're talking to Terry Stotts. I was going to ask him about Norman Powell. Like, so he comes in late March, and Damian's been picking his brain because Powell does have that NBA championship. What does it mean to be able to bring in somebody who has that championship pedigree or experience?
Well, it just brings respect. Like whether it's Melo or Norman Powell, or when you have people that come in and who have been there, done that, that just gives you the respect factor, and to see it being done a different way. You know, Norman spent his entire career in Toronto. They have a great program up there with Dwayne Casey and then later Nick Nurse. So they had success. They had, like I said, in the playoffs every year. So what his experience and his respect coming in kind of blends and actually complements what we're doing here.
We're talking to Terry Stotts once again. You know, Terry, you and I have talked for so long and so many different times about Damian Lillard, but he was named the Western Conference Player of the Week last week. Over the years, we've talked about him so much and for good reason, but what's it say that when the team needs him most, he just delivers time and time and time again?
Well, that's what great players do. You know, that's what MVP caliber players do, and that's what he is. You know, he is what LeBron does for the Lakers, what Steph does for Golden State, what Giannis does for Milwaukee. That's what Damian Lillard does for us and has been doing for years. So I don't want to say it's a luxury because he's a great player and we don't take it for granted, and that's his job. But to be able to rely on him every year is a coach's dream. That's what when you have a player of that magnitude who delivers every night, who doesn't take nights off, it permeates through the team.
You know, you mentioned the Lakers and Golden State. It's certainly, Terry, not your concern right now, but man, I mean, how surreal is that? The Lakers and Golden State in a play-in game. Steph's out of his mind. LeBron's coming back, trying to be healthy. I mean, what do you make of that? Just as somebody in the league, the concept of a play-in game or a play-in tournament involving those two teams.
Well, it's great theater more than anything else. It's great theater, and you know, the only thing that's missing is that if somebody lost, they're out of the playoffs. But the fact that they are playing the two more successful franchises recently that are in that situation with two of the biggest stars, it's going to be great theater. I know I'm going to be watching.
Terry, obviously, playoff basketball is a little bit different than regular season basketball. Defense ratchets up. How different is your team defensively since Nurk has come back?
Well, it's been chronicled over the last 12 games, offensively, we stayed at a very high level. But defensively, over the last 12 games, I think we're 12th in the league. And that was probably, for us, the formula going into the season, that we were going to be an elite offense and an above-average defense. And if we were, that would put us where we need to be. So with Nurk, he makes an impact on for us defensively. He protects the lane. He's got quick feet. He blocks shots. He communicates, and he gives us confidence on the back line. So it's been great to have him back. And then in addition to that, it's also the addition of adding Ennis to your reserves and to your off-the-bench rotation, which really helps us as well.
You bet. Let me ask you one more thing. There was a rough stretch back in April. I mean, the season was grueling in and of itself, but a rough stretch in April where you dropped a few games in a row. Some of them were close games, so it wasn't like you were getting blown out, but it would have been easy during that stretch, you know, maybe not to right the course, and then the stretch continues, but you were able to stop the bleeding, get that thing turned around pretty quickly. How were you able to do that?
Well, we got it together on the road trip, and we made a couple tweaks as far as rotation, and Norman Powell playing primarily at three and playing more three-guard lineups. But really, it was the will and the character of our players. And for as much noise as there was out there, I was pretty certain that we weren't playing as bad as the five-game losing streak may have indicated. We lost 3 1-point games to top teams. You know, one was to the Clippers, one was to Denver. So I didn't think we were playing that poorly. We just didn't have the wins to show for it. But, you know, going on the road and winning 5 out of 6, and it's just like anything in this league, things can turn on a dime, and confidence builds, and you get a little momentum, and you can build on it, and that's what we did.
Terry, was that a point that you made to the team, or is this team now veteran enough that nothing had to be said, and they knew that themselves?
I think they do it themselves. You know, part of my job is sometimes to state the obvious just so that they know, but we have a veteran team. They're very knowledgeable. They keep up with the league, and Dame and I have been through this, and CJ for that matter too, is that we've made good runs in the second half of the season after the All-Star break. We've made some runs to get us in better playoff positions or to make the playoffs. So this wasn't anything really new for us three who had been through it, but I would say it was just the veteran aspect of the team and being healthy. I think the injuries that we had throughout the season were kind of downplayed, which is fine, but the fact that we were healthy and Nurk wasn't on a minutes restriction, and you know, we were able to play our guys. I think that helped us going down the stretch.
Seems to me that's the most important thing, right? You want to make sure that you're going into the postseason as healthy as you can possibly be. So finally, if playoff basketball is so much different than regular season basketball, is there a switch? Is there a process? How do you make that transfer from one to the other? Because you know it is so much more intense and so different.
Well, it is. I'm going to miss the sellout arena. It's one of the best feelings in the NBA is walking out 2 minutes before the game and in game one or whatever game it is, and to a crowd that's really stoked. So you're going to be missing a little bit of that. But you know, playoff basketball, you have rest in between games. You're able to play your best players a little bit longer than you do during the regular season. You have the chess match and the defensive adjustments from one game to the next, momentum changes. So it's not as physically fatiguing, but certainly mentally fatiguing.
So you've got Portland and Denver in the first round. We've been joined by the head coach of the Trailblazers, 9 years in, the Western Conference Coach of the Month for May, Terry Stotts, my guest. Terry, I appreciate you very much. Always good to have you on the show. Good luck in the postseason. Hope we can do it again soon. I know we will.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Terry. Always.